week one in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell in the United States, accused of enticing girls aged as young as 14 to be sexually abused by her long-term companion Jeffrey Epstein from 1994 to 1997 at his homes in New York City, Florida and New Mexico, and at her residence in London. She denies the charges, has pleaded not guilty, has been in a U.S. jail since her arrest last year, and faces up to 80 years in prison if convicted. The defense claims she is being used as a scapegoat for Epstein's crimes following his death in prison in 2019. Harriet Alexander is a New York City-based journalist. We caught up with her and the trial earlier this morning.
So the trial began and the first witness that we heard of from was somebody who's known as Jane. Now, she's one of four women who are going to testify against Ghislaine Maxwell as accusers, as victims. They are testifying anonymously, so we don't know their real identity. It's believed that Virginia Roberts Dufresne, who, if you recall, she's the one who very famously accused Prince Andrew, she is not going to be among the four to testify. But we heard first from Jane. She said that she was about 14 when she was recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell to give massages to Jeffrey Epstein. And she has said that she felt safe because this much older adult woman was there in the presence. She said it was a false sense of security because she then said that she was repeatedly abused.
Who else has the trial heard from this week?
We've actually heard today from somebody called Juan Alessi, who was the housekeeper in the Palm Beach mansion, which is where a lot of the abuse took place. And he was giving details of what life was like in the house and what his role was. So he was interesting talking about sort of the way that the house was run. And a lot of this is very important because Ghislaine Maxwell has said that she was Epstein's housekeeper, that she managed his properties. Juan Alessi actually said that she was controlling everything. And he said that he was given a manual by Ghislaine Maxwell about how he was supposed to behave and how other members of staff at this waterfront estate were expected to behave. He has given details of how the house was constantly full of young girls who were topless by the swimming pool, how he was supposed to drive them around. He said he had a Rolodex of girls who he was supposed to call and collect for Jeffrey Epstein. And he said that Epstein was having up to three massages a day from these young girls in the Palm Beach mansion.
What more has been learned this week, not just in the trial, but as part of the reporting, about the lifestyle of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and in particular their relationship with Bill Clinton?
Right. So it's been known for a long time that Epstein was and Maxwell was circulating very much among the rich and powerful. And Epstein's little black book, when it was first published a few years ago, was just astonishing. I mean, it's jaw-dropping the range of connections he had. And among them was Bill Clinton. Now, Clinton and his spokesman have always been incredibly careful to distance themselves from Epstein, saying that since there was first criminal inquiries in 2005, he had nothing to do with him. But what came out on Thursday is really interesting because it shows that Epstein was actually visiting Bill Clinton in the White House. And this is really, really quite remarkable that Epstein, who had no reason to be there, he was a very wealthy financier, but he was in the White House with Clinton 17 times, according to a Freedom of Information request filed by the Daily Mail, and he was there 17 times between 1993 and 1995.
Much of the defence case rests on trying to distance Ghislaine Maxwell from Jeffrey Epstein, and also going back to the first of the people that you spoke about in the trial this week, going by the name Jane, to discredit those who are giving evidence.
Yes, that's right. So their case pretty much can be summed up by saying that Ghislaine Maxwell is being prosecuted for the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein, who is now dead. He died in prison in 2019 while awaiting trial. And they have said that she is being essentially made a scapegoat for him and for what he did. Maxwell's lawyers say that she was unaware of what he was up to. And they also, as you say, they're trying to discredit the accusers. They're saying that they were women who are out for themselves. money, that they know that Epstein was very wealthy. I mean, it's worth pointing out that a lot of these women did come from very deprived backgrounds.
How long more is this trial going to go on for, and who are we going to hear from next?
So the trial is expected to last 6 weeks in total. This is the first week in the trial. I think it's worth pointing out as well for your listeners in Ireland how much of a circus it's been so far. I mean, the reporters have been there before dawn. There's been a lot of protesters out there. But we believe it's going to go on for 6 weeks, so right up until Christmas. And we're going to hear from at least three more accusers, women who say that they were recruited by Maxwell. And it's going to be interesting to see who else from the household and from the staff is going to testify against Maxwell.
That's Harriet Alexander speaking to us from New York earlier this morning.